Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast interview entitled Leveraging Data Classification to Help Risk Management, Analytics, and Intelligence. I'm your moderator today, Liz Basir, Director of Legal Risk Systems and Strategy at Jenner & Block. I'm thrilled to be joined by our two speakers today, Damian Real, Vice President, Litigation Workflow and Analytics Content from Fastcase, and Jim Hannigan, Director of Legal Project Management at Koblenz Patch, Duffy & Bass. Welcome, Damian and Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Damian, did you want to give a little introduction for yourself before we dive into the questions?
Sure. I've been a lawyer since 2002. I litigated with a large law firm, Robbins Kaplan, for about 15 years. I was also a coder since 1985. So I have the law plus technology background. I pitched in 2015 at Thomson Reuters. I said, here's legal tech that can change the world. Just spill it and hire me. They were dumb enough to do that. So I worked for them for a couple of years. Moved to cybersecurity, where I did a big thing. Facebook hired me to investigate Cambridge Analytica. So I spent about a year of my life on Facebook's campus with Facebook's data science, science people and my former FBI, CIA people that worked with me to figure out how bad guys use Facebook data. And currently I work for Fastcase and VLEX, where my data set is about a billion with a B legal documents and judge file documents that I use Sally and other things to extract the DNA from the law and then to feed it back in the form of analytics.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Damian. We're so glad to have your expertise today. And Jim, how about you?
Hi. Yeah, thank you very much. I've been involved in Sally for about 6-7 years. It was born out of the frustration of inconsistent data, trying to get pricing and project management practices embedded in law firms. And risk management is a topic that was not an original thought, you know, for how it could be applied. But as we've, over the years, as we've built this standard, many more use cases have been realized and are occurring that, you know, they're relevant. So I'm glad to be here and thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Well, as you might all have imagined, today we're going to be discussing Sally tags. I want to start with you, Damian, and then Jim, obviously, chime in as well. But let's start with the challenges. So what are the biggest challenges organizations face today as they're beginning to improve that interoperability? And then how can these improvements help in the risk space overall?
Sure. The problems that we're solving are twofold. Thing number one is that any organization, whether it's a law firm or a corporation or a legal tech company, has many internal systems that they need to talk to each other. And often those systems do not talk to each other. And often the reason that they don't talk to each other is because the fields and the tags do not have a one-to-one mapping between them. And so trying to get, you know, system one to talk through system 20 is a very hard task, even internally. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that there are many external systems that are within outside of the company. So if you're a law firm, you have to talk to many clients or you have to talk to many vendors. And to make them all talk to each other, that's also a very difficult task, especially if you're not all speaking with the same language, if you will. So really, that's those are the problems that are being challenged. And that's really what Sally helps each of those problems internally to be able to have all those systems talk to each other and then externally to be able to talk to the other systems.
And speaking about risk, so you know, law firms traditionally have not considered matter classifications being a paramount task to accomplish within the firm. But as more complexity grows in business, and you know, there's more and more a need for data about the work that a firm does, they need to have some understanding of the work that we do for clients. And before, the challenge was getting that a taxonomy that would work. But so that challenge has been solved in terms of Sally adding, you know, the benefit of an off-the-shelf standard. But the biggest challenge still remains getting everybody in the firm, all the different offices and all the practice groups all in this aligned and supportive of it. It's really, right now, I think the biggest challenge is internal resistance to standardization.
And I think when people think about metadata, they often their eyes glaze over, saying that's a boring task. But you know, I knew from the Facebook days and working with Cambridge Analytica that metadata makes the world go round. That is, metadata is what Cambridge Analytica used to be able to determine who is more likely to vote for this party or for that party, right? And that's all done through metadata, through tags, to be able to then do those analytics. So really, that is a very important topic that if you want any business goal, you need metadata.
And I add one more thing. In the last 5 years, I would say, when we started Sally, there were no very, very few data analytics people in law firms, information governance, all those kind of things. Now we see them every Damien and I talk to them almost every day. You know, they're it's a growing area within law firms. So the, I think firms are recognizing the need for it. And they're very happy to hear that we have something they can use immediately to improve their data.
That's right. Some metadata, you know, since our focus is risk, you know, what are the risks that a law firm faces? One of those risks might be the risk of losing business. That is a client going with another, a law firm. That's one risk. Another is a privacy risk. What's the risk of getting hacked and then all of those data going out the door? Each of those things, that is, who is my client? What industries are they? That sort of thing. Those are all Sally tags. We are now also incorporating privacy risks. That is, what is the risk under GDPR and other things? So we are essentially, if it matters to a law firm, both to the substance of law and to the business of law, we are counting it and we are standardizing it. And it's being used by some of the largest companies in the world. That is like Thomson Reuters, like Lexis, like Bloomberg, like iManage, like NetDocuments, like Microsoft and Intel, et cetera. So really everyone is literally speaking the same data language.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you all so much. And just to spin off a little bit more, Damien, into some of those items that you brought up and Jim as well around security and how organizations can begin to assess that, take a look at what impacts there might be. So as we are, you know, the standards are changing or adopting like Sally, how can organizations best begin to assess the security concerns that they may have?
I think one aspect is being able to classify what are the documents that are at issue. So Sally, for example, has hundreds and perhaps even at this point, thousands of document types. That is both litigation documents and transactional documents. Is this a merger agreement? Is this a confidentiality agreement? Is this, et cetera? So being able to tag each of those document types is one step to be able to say, what is the gold that I want to keep secure within the walls of my organization? So that's thing number one. And then thing number two is within each document, we've also tagged the components of those. So for example, within a merger agreement, there may be a confidentiality clause that relates to the confidentiality of the aspects of that merger. So really being able to tag up the document types and the document component types, say the clause types, are two ways that Sally can be able to help assess what is the gold that needs to be kept secure.
Mm-hmm. And Jim?
Yeah, even internal, you know, security, you know, we always think about external risks, you know, hacking and all that, but you know, you have to, firms are complex organisms. A lot of them have, or combinations of multiple firms over the years that have banded together. And they often have different systems and different structures and different, you know, processes. So having an overall overview of all of your data is much more effective in terms of protecting, you know, what you have internally to make sure that, you know, they're, nothing leaks out, right? Because if you don't know what your documents are, and pretty much Damon said, then you really can't handle them correctly.
Mm-hmm. And there's an idea in any science that is, if you measure it, you can improve it. And really the idea is that you the data in Sally is a measurement tool. That is, you want to be able to count all of the things that matter. That is, all of the documents that matter, all of the clause types that matter. And once you start measuring those things, you can start improving those things, both with people, processes, and policies. But if you aren't tagging it up, you're flying blind and you really don't know how to improve
area
this.
Another area that firms have added a lot of resources to is knowledge management. So there's always a balance between security, client protection, and sharing the information internally for better productivity, right, in terms of document drafting. So but having the Sally overview of all the matters and the documents allows you to manage those forces that fight each other, where they do it. I mean, the law firm, the KM people want everything. The IT people don't want to give them much, right? So where's that balance? Because they're both important, but they, you know, somebody has to have control over it at the top. And Sally's a way to do that.
And that's exactly right. And to build on what Jim just said, so you can imagine that the contents of any merger agreement, those are very confidential, especially before the merger agreement is released. So the contents are confidential, but the fact that it is a merger agreement is not confidential. And the fact that it is a merger agreement is a Sally tag. That is the metadata.
Before it goes public, though. It is before the deal's done.
That's right. But the point is that the metadata tags that you can be a way to essentially keep the confidentiality concerns of the IT folks and be able to keep the document content safe, but still be able to run metrics on it to be able to say that I have X number of merger agreements, even without disclosing the contents of those agreements. So the fact that there is a tag there is a way to be able to improve processes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just going back to the tagline, right? So if you measure it, you can improve it. And I really like that theme throughout. Okay, so let's say we have an organization that is beginning this interoperability improvement process. So what are the specific steps an organization can take to ensure a successful adoption? We mentioned a little bit about people and their perspective, all these different groups that might need to use that data consistently. Mm-hmm. What about systems, cloud technologies? How are organizations getting around that? And then of course, the security concerns again, how, embedding a system and involving additional people or groups into the process. So what are your ideas on some steps organizations can take?
Yeah, I think that as a litigator of 15 years, I know that I always thought that my practice was a snowflake, right? And as a previous employer, I would talk to hundreds of lawyers as part of my job. And one of the lawyers said, every one of my cases is unique. I said, oh, that's amazing. And then I said, how many cases do you have in a given month? He said, about 600 or 700. That's really indicative of can really all of those, are there no trends within those 600 or 700? And so usually the process to answer your question of what Sally is to be able to say, what are the commonalities amongst those 600 or 700? That is, what are common themes? Is this a breach of contract case? Are these slip and fall cases, right? These are all Sally tags that you can take your internal taxonomy. That is what you're currently saying, here are the categories that I as a law firm or I as a in-house corporate counsel are thinking about, and then be able to then map those internal taxonomies to Sally and be able to see how many are mapped. So that's step number one, to be able to see what you have and map them to what Sally has. Step number two is actually kind of interesting, is that most people that we find that do that step one realize, oh my gosh, Sally has really much better Sally taxonomy than I do. In fact, it's much broader. I would love to be incorporating more of what Sally is doing into my internal taxonomy. And sometimes those people do is they actually flip it. So rather than starting with their old taxonomy, they actually start with Sally as the foundation, and then they build their taxonomy on top of Sally as the foundation. So that's usually the way people start.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, what's your experience been?
Well, so it's like any project, really. I mean, you identify stakeholders and get them on board, find out what their needs are, and then determine how you want to implement the taxonomy, either lift and replace or tweak, depending on what you have to assess your current taxonomy and systems and whether you think that you need a full overhaul or not. And Sally can work either way. We can be, you can bring it all in, you can bring bits and in between. So it's very flexible in that regard. Really, it's about, I think, getting the key players on board and understanding the plan, and also how you're going to use it and what the benefits to the business are, like any project. Mm-hmm. And security really is just one of those stakeholders. Think of not all IT, but mostly an IT issue of, showing how this will benefit security for the firm, like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that I had this realization, I've been working at Sally for almost 3 years, but just it took until just last week to realize that every time a lawyer says, well, it depends, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a very common refrain from a lawyer, it depends. We follow up and say, it depends on what? And then they list maybe four or five things. We put those into Sally. Because it depends is what we've been counting since 2017 to the mm-hmm. tune of now 12,000 tags that matter. So an example is, how much does deposition cost? And I, as a lawyer, would say, well, it depends. Am I taking the deposition, or am I defending the deposition, or am I merely observing the deposition? Because those are going to be three different price points. And is it an expert deposition, or is it a fact witness, or is it a 30B6 corporate witness? Each of those is going to depend. And so none of those things is reflected in, say, the ABA task codes, which is what a lot of people use to classify documents. But each of those things is reflected in Sally. taking a deposition, defending a deposition, observing a deposition, corporate B6, 30B6, fact witness, expert witness. So if a lawyer says it depends, ask them depends on what, and we add it to Sally.
Very good. Thank you. And as we all know, data is captured at client matter inception, right? And that data is used throughout the organization as we're discussing today. So as we know, gathering these people together and getting those appropriate stakeholders in place, as you both mentioned, can be difficult. And this all falls into adoption. And how do we, you know, get the buy-in from the stakeholders and get them on board for these changes? To improve data interoperability. So first I'd like to ask, you know, what are those key factors in joining these teams together and helping them collaborate? And then also, how do organizations remain consistent with the data? This master data concept, how does Sally help with that? What are some examples that you guys have experienced there?
There's an old adage that, you know, people put on blindfolds and then feel different parts of an elephant, and then they have different descriptions of that. Sally is a lot like that, where Sally could be used by the risk department. It could be used by business development. It could be used by finance. It could be used by the lawyer substantively. Each of one of those groups are going to be using Sally for a different purpose, but they're all using the same tags. So really the important aspect is to say, whether it's substantive law or business of law, Sally encompasses both, and you need to be able to do both. Because, for example, how much the finance is going to say, how much does this matter cost? And substantively, I'm going to say, is it a slip and fall case or is it a patent infringement case? Because those are going to have two very different price points. Patent infringement and slip and fall, those are substantive distinctions, but they have business implications. So really getting everyone to understand, oh, these are all, we should not have siloed tags for business versus finance versus substantive law. We should be able to use all the same tags. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is on intake, a matter may look very different than at when the closing of the matter. So for example, I, as a client, say, should I get a patent or not? So that might start as advice. But then within a day or so, intake, it says advice. Within a day or so, then they say, okay, let's go ahead and file it with the Patent and Trademark Office. That all of a sudden turns into a regulatory matter because you're filing with a regulatory agency. Is that reflected on intake? No, intake only says advice. Similarly with litigation, you might start with three claims, causes of action, but then the answer brings in 12 other causes of action. So at intake, you may only have three, but then you bring in four. So all of that's to say that a matter is a living document that needs to be updated as you go forward.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you need leadership at the top, either, you know, COO level, CFO level, that if there's objections within the organization to it, you need them to be involved and be supportive. You know, what we see a lot of strange objections, but, you know, I think over time, people realize they're doing this already. There's not, the thing about law firms and clients too, is that they're already classifying it, right? Let's just do a better job of it. Right? That's kind of the pitch. And Sally's a way to have an immediate, you know, impact without having to go. The objection used to be before Sally, it's going to take years to build it, right? And it did. And it does. So Sally takes away that barrier to entry, you know. And the other, Liz, the other kind of key driver is often new systems coming in. So let's say you're bringing in new intake platform, you're bringing in new KM experience management. It's a perfect time to say, hey, let's revisit all these codes, right? Because we're paying for this software. We might as well use codes that were going to get us the data and information we need. So it's another kind of yes for factors. It's kind of another typical kind of pattern we see where software's coming in and it's just the perfect time to revisit the taxonomy.
And speaking of revisiting, you know, there's as you revisit with the new software coming in, each organization is faced with kind of two options. Option number one is to be able to essentially go their own way and create their own bespoke taxonomy that is only good for that organization. That's option one. Option one is really hard. That is because you have to think about both the substance of law and business of law. Okay. Also, option number one doesn't interoperate with Thomson Reuters out of the box, or Lexis out of the box, or iManage out of the box, or NetDocuments. So that's option one. Option two is to not go through all the hard work that Jim and I have done over the last 3 years in consultation with all the largest law firms in the world and the largest vendors in the world and the largest companies in the world, like Microsoft and Intel. You don't have to go through that process. You get it out of the box for exactly $0. And by the way, you can also interoperate with all of those companies out of the box. So it's like number two is like having a telephone that speaks to everybody. But if you have option one, you've spent a lot of work building a telephone that talks to nobody. So between those two, it seems like option two is the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. That was a great analogy. I appreciate that. Any other comments before we conclude our interview session for today?
I would say that at least from my perspective, if you are dealing with security, if you're dealing with risk, if you're dealing with any way of classifying any of your matters, take a look at Sally. It is exactly $0. We should have said at the onset that Sally's a nonprofit. Jim and I are both volunteers for that nonprofit. So you can use Sally for $0. It's on GitHub. If you use it, we don't get any money. If you don't use it, we don't get any money, right? So either way, it's really, Jim and I are trying to make the world better. And so I would say that this is a free resource. Give it a try.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you so very much, Damian and Jim, for time today and this expertise that you shared with our members. Have a great day, everyone, and see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks.